You mentioned driver's education. Are there any other components to the budget?
I believe the biggest part of the budget is whether the whole issue of teacher assistance. We also know that both budgets do have provisions for raising the beginning teacher salaries. We are pleased about that. But the House and the Senate are very different as relates to payroll and how much teachers are being paid. Consequently, you put one system in place, and then whatever happens with the General Assembly, then we have to retract that system, put another system in place for payroll.
You mentioned retracting a system. Let's say a system spends the money and then finds out, uh-oh, we don't have that money that we just spent. What happens at that point? How do you go and unspend money that you've spent?
Well, that's very difficult, and that's why our superintendents and our school districts are being very, very conservative as to their obligating a school district for future expenditures when they know that they may have to cut, or they may maintain the status quo, or they may have some additional funds.
And just lastly, how do TAs maintain their sanity right now?
Bless our teacher assistants across the state. They have been such an integral part of helping our students learn, and it is very unfortunate that they have to be on the edges of their seats. We know that many of our school districts hire teacher assistants or teaching assistants to also drive the bus. They do that because there's not sufficient dollars to support them in a full-time job. Our teacher assistants don't know whether they'll be working for 9 months, 10 months, or no months. And that's a quandary for our teacher assistants who have been so faithful to public education.